Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Well, this one is going to blow your mind, so make sure you're sitting down like me. And the reason I am sitting down is because it's quite late over here in the UK, so everybody at What Culture HQ has rightfully gone home. But I needed to tell you this, so as I've just done the basic editing, I sit down so you realise this from a visual point of view. But yes, for you see, according to PW Insider, before it was decided that Brock Lesnar was going to win the Royal Rumble, the person slated to be the victor was none other than we used to call him Matt Riddle. Why? Here's why. I mean, that's all I've got. Because given the reaction to the Royal Rumble, which wasn't a very special one, just imagine if you had been watching the same match, you got towards the finish, and flipping Riddle was able to throw somebody over the top rope and win it. I mean, for starters, it would have made you go, oh my gosh, I can't believe it, because you never would have seen it coming, but it also would have made you feel all warm and fuzzy in your dab-dab. And aside from the fact that, yes, nobody had them on this prediction sheet, we actually would have been using the Rumble as a vehicle to push somebody up the card, and as you and I have said time and time again, WWE ain't doing that enough. Instead, the creative of all this was changed constantly leading up to the event, when eventually somebody went, oh man, well I guess I can give it to Brock. Now I have no problem with Lesnar winning the Rumble, even though it would have been far better taking that story and putting it on somebody else's shoulders. But again, look out, the fallout of this, it didn't go very well. I just cannot fathom why when you already had this on the table, you would go and sit on a chair. I mean, see, it gets even weirder as Randy Orton's name was also bandied around, and when you find out why, you are going to die on the inside. Because, of course, if Randy had won the Royal Rumble, for starters, he's from St. Louis, so everyone would have been like, yeah, I love it, I can't believe it. Randy Orton has won, but also, two, management and the creative powers at WWE are so high on RK-Bro right now, they feel that when we do split them up, hold your head as I say this, just so you can take it in a bit better. But yeah, when we do split them up, it should be for the WWE title. So why isn't this happening? I mean, seriously, this is Triple H and Batista part two in 2022 with two other individuals, and there is just so much you can do already. I mean, personally, I would turn Riddle heel because I think it's more fun, but if they do go their separate ways but come back to have a fight over championship gold, well, that is going to be damn fresh, and we've already built the history because we like the team. If this all ends with Riddle being a dominant champion, then once again, you've made a massive star. As long as you don't then Rey Mysterio or Big E him, but we've talked about that before. It's so simple, I cannot fathom a world when we didn't move forward with this, especially because the alternative is Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar number 354. And I am totally cool with them main eventing WrestleMania. Again, they have their story, but it's one that you could have told so easily, it didn't need the Royal Rumble. I mean, the possibilities we just dumped because watch this. I would assume in WWE land, WWE officials would rather have Randy Orton as the heel, but that's fine. Riddle goes into the Royal Rumble. He gets to the final four, he gets to the final three, he gets to the final two, he wins the thing. He then goes on to WrestleMania to face Bobby Lashley, a match he surely cannot win, but somehow he does. And Randy Orton is watching on from afar, just seething and seething away. Because now, Riddle is focused on the WWE title, meaning Randy Orton, who is now focused on his tag team career, well, he can't have any proper tag team title matches, because again, Riddle's got bigger fish to fry. Eventually, it becomes too much for the Viper. He starts hearing voices in his head. He turns on Riddle, he beats him up. And hey, if you had the balls, you could even wait until next year's WrestleMania to actually have that match, but you don't, no one has the balls, so we just do it at SummerSlam instead. In this scenario, you still get Brock versus Roman, but you're just building in other areas. And because it is WWE, I don't even care if you want to do some shenanigans. Let's say a Damian Priest or an Austin Theory interferes and costs Bobby Lashley the title. Well, then you can also do Bobby versus one of those guys. And once again, we are making new stars. And if you can't tell, simply because I keep saying it, I really need some new stars. And all of this has come from the fact that we did book Riddle to win the Rumble. And I know right now I should be shy of a cannon because I'm fantasy booking. But even if we did try all of this and it absolutely sucked, it's so much more entertaining and it's so much more fun than going back to the same old status quo. I mean, even Steve Austin had his limit. Even Steve Austin could have been running to the ground because it's the law of diminishing returns. And yes, I am including sex. That's right, I said it. If you have too much sex, eventually you're going to be doing it and thinking to yourself, man, I just want some ice cream and to go play Nintendo. It also made the build even more exciting because you have to elevate Riddle then. He won the flipping Raw Rumble. And I know totally, if we are doing Brock versus Lesnar, Brock versus Roman, then Riddle could still be the guy to face Bobby Lashley. But it's just not as cool now, is it? Because everybody wants to win the Royal Rumble. You also have that surprise and the chatter afterwards, like we'd already be going crazy, like, oh my gosh, what is the plan here on social media? But instead, seriously, if you want to go ruin your day, type in Royal Rumble to your search device, have a look. And all of this makes the Brock decision even more odd, because nobody can watch his Bobby Lashley match and go, well, he got beaten fair and square. No, there was a bunch of shenanigans, and there was a bunch of nonsense, to the point you can't even describe him as a loser. I mean, yeah, sure, he was pinned for the 1-2-3, but come on. I mean, the motivation had already been introduced because Roman Reigns hit him in the head with a title. So surely, if anything, you don't do anything with Brock and you get to Raw and SmackDown and you're like, well, how the hell is Lesnar going to face Roman Reigns now? Because Roman's like, ha-ha, you're never facing me. But we didn't do that. And within 2 hours, we'd also taken that narrative point and we flushed it down the toilet. This probably explains why the Royal Rumble didn't hit home this year. Because no matter what subtext you had, or no matter what side quests you wanted to do, all of these little things would have had to have kept being changed because, again, nobody actually knew who was going to win the thing. Like, it was Riddle, and then it was Randy Orton, and then it was Brock Lesnar. You have to retroactively try and work everything else out, and that never, never works. Case in point, the 2022 Royal Rumble. So this is really why whoever is going to win that thing and whoever is going to main event WrestleMania needs to be decided months ago. Because if you know where you're going and you know your ending and you know your finish, everything else is just so much easier because it will always make sense. There you go. And again, these are reports that are out there. It may come out tomorrow that it was a complete lie and somebody just made it up. But to me, this old stupid asshole, I think it makes all the sense in the world. And once more, if Riddle had won, I would have jumped up and gone blue, blue, and made one of those stupid wrestling noises because, to repeat myself, but it's a phrase that I feel is very important, I never would have seen it coming. And that really, at least once every 3 years, should be the entire point.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.